What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. I'm everywhere, y'all. This is your first time hearing my voice or seeing my face. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode, y'all, episode 262. How in the world have we done 262 episodes, y'all? Goodness gracious. Thank y'all so much for sticking with me from the beginning. And if you're new here, thank you so much as well. Today's episode is going to be about stop trying to apply your thought process to the narcissist thought process. Y'all, like, that's one of the biggest mistakes. One of these biggest, it's not a huge mistake, y'all, but it can lead to huge regret. And huge remorse and huge guilt on your part, because you're trying to rationalize with the narcissist, and by rationalizing with a narcissist, you might actually show too much empathy for them, or you might actually start feeling sorry for them and things like that. And you know, your pity, your sorrow, your empathy will be used against you by narcissistic people, like by somebody like myself, by a narcissist. So when you're dealing with one of the main things when I'm talking to, I talk to a lot of survivors over Zoom and things like that. One of the main things that they say is like, I just can't wrap my mind around it. It boggles my mind how somebody could think that way. Exactly. Stop trying to rationalize the thought process of a possibly disordered brain. You're not going to think like that. If you watch these documentaries on Netflix or whatever channel you watch it on, you watch these documentaries on Netflix about like Ted Bundy and all these other people. Do you see yourself doing that? You can't rationalize the thought process of people, of somebody who does things like that, or somebody who thinks the way that I think. It's hard to do. That's me, yo. I try to rationalize how empaths and just people, survivors think. I'm trying to rationalize how y'all think. And I'm just like, wow, I don't think that way. And people say the same thing to me. I'm like, I don't think that way. So when you try to think that way, when you try to get on the level of a narcissist, you will become obsessed. A lot of people become obsessed with trying to understand what they went through, and not just understand what you went through, but you try to understand the narcissist, the narcissist mindset. Like, why would they treat somebody this way? I wouldn't do that, so why would they do it? I can't think of anybody, I can't think of one reason why I would treat anybody the way that person treated me. Of course you can't, y'all. You don't have a disordered, your mind is not disordered. You might have a few toxic traits you might have picked up along the way, but there's not a pattern of toxic behavior. Hopefully there is not, because if you have a pattern of toxic behavior, we might need to have another, you might need to start your own channel talking like me, If you have a pattern of toxic behavior that you can't control, you might need to be mental illness too. mental healthness. I used to call myself mental wealth, with like wealth, the word for money. Wealth. I used to be mental wealth, but somebody already had that. I was like, they had it on Instagram, so I changed the mental illness. But yeah, stop trying to rationalize it, y'all, because when you try to rationalize it, like when people are talking to me, and I can tell they're trying to rationalize my thought process. It's like, I just don't get it. You're not supposed to get it. Because if you got it, you would be me. Think about it. Like, if you get how I think, you would be me, wouldn't you? Because if I got how you think, I would think like you. I would be an empath or a codependent person. I'm a codependent anyway, because narcissists are codependent. But I would think like you, and I would, end up being like you in certain ways. So that's why I tell people a lot of times, when you're dealing with toxic people and narcissists, I'm not just telling you to just let go, because that's the easiest thing. I'm not telling you to just do it like Nike or something like that. I'm telling you to literally don't blame yourself, because a lot of times that's why people want to try to rationalize it, because you've been conditioned to blame yourself so much. You try to rationalize their behaviors because of stuff that you've done. It's the stuff that they convinced you that you're responsible for. Hey, I talked to a woman this morning. She was like, I just had, my intuition was just bubbling over, and he went to sleep, and I went through his phone, and I just found the mother load of cheeks, just cheek clapping everywhere. He recorded himself clapping cheeks, in the same bed that I'm laying in. It pretty much, the timestamp said it was a couple of nights ago. So, I didn't want to wake him out of sleep because he had to work. So in the morning, I told him what I did, and I asked him. He got angry at me for going through his phone and just tell me he never could trust me again. And he didn't know if this was going to work out, because he couldn't trust me. And I was like, but what about the videos in there? Like, those videos are old. I just re-uploaded them to my phone. You could have just asked me. Instead, you just jumped to conclusions. Like, I'm cheating on you. Like, that person is lying. Like, you see that? Like, do you see? If you listen to that enough, if you're in a vulnerable enough state, and you hear something like that, you're going to take responsibility. You're going to end up apologizing for going through that person's phone. Not for the graphic cheek clapping that you saw. You're going to apologize for going through the phone. So you don't get the process that, you don't get an apology, and now you feel guilty. So now you're trying to rationalize the behavior that he or she just showed you by blaming yourself. You know, maybe it is my fault. Maybe I could have tried harder. Maybe I could have done more. The only thing you can do more is lay down and get walked over. Is that what you want? You want to do more of that? You want to have some footprints on you? You want some trademarks on you for they rode that bike over you or something like that? You don't want to be a doormat. I talked to so many people, like beautiful minded people, you know, physically beautiful people, which is like beautiful men and women, and it boggles my mind. I'm just like, how insecure narcissists make people. I'm just, goodness gracious, like they get you blank. I'm like, what does this person look like? Oh, bald headed scallywag, got a hair in the back or the front or the side, big ass ears, can fly away if they wanted to, stuff like that, like Dumbo ears. They can fly away, no eyebrows. It's like, huh? I was like, what did you see in this person? I don't know. They're just persistent. Persistence got me. And then you try to rationalize, but I just gave him a chance, and now I'm just trying to rationalize how you can treat somebody so badly that you care about. That right there is the line right there, y'all. How could they treat somebody so badly that they cared about? Because they care about themselves more. You think a narcissist loves you more than they love themselves? You're greatly mistaken. You are just greatly mistaken. You think you are going to get equal love from a narcissistic person? You are greatly mistaken again. It just doesn't work that way, y'all. It just doesn't. If a narcissist loves you in any way, shape, or form, I always say it's not going to be to the level of love that you might require or you might need. Or I always also ask, how are they treating you? Are they treating you like they love you? You know what I mean? You're trying to treat them like you love them, but they're not reciprocating it. So you have to stay, like, leave it. Sometimes you have to leave it alone, y'all. I know it just sucks. I'm just so blunt and straightforward. But you can't rationalize these behaviors, y'all. I can rationalize. I think about it like, man, I would do that. They be like, why would they do that to me? Because, like, sometimes it's, like, the lack of a better word is just fun. Like, getting away with stuff is fun. Like, imagine getting caught in the act, pretty much. You just smashed some cheeks, recorded it. Y'all, pretty much, and it was consensual recording, y'all. Consensual recording. Imagine you recorded it, and that's, like, your trophy video. Because narcissists, you know, narcissists keep trophies. They like to go back to the scene of the crime sometimes in their mind. You know, like the arsonist going back to the scene of the fire they set. You mean just watching it burn. Like, oh my goodness, who set that fire? I don't know, but it's beautiful, isn't it? You know what I mean? So sometimes it's fun. Like, the power that a narcissist feels like for gaslighting the steam off of you, and you apologizing to them for going through their phone and catching them. Now that I only have to delete the video. Now I don't have to delete it. I can keep my video now. That's powerful. Sometimes it's just a control thing, y'all. They want to control you to the point where you question yourself and you feel crazy. And they don't care. They don't care. I just can't imagine nobody not caring that they're driving somebody else crazy. They don't think they're driving you crazy, y'all. They want to see you act crazy sometimes because they feel like if they can trigger you, they can control you. But they don't think they're making you crazy because you continue to stay. They just think because you stay, you don't leave, you end up apologizing, they think you're okay with it. And that's why it escalates. It always gets worse. Don't delve into the mind of a narcissist because they just want to have fun and trigger you and control you. You're worth more than that. You are in charge. You are empowered. You know what I mean? You just are. But you have to believe. I can say that all I want to you. I can sit here and try to empower you all day. I just can. But it doesn't work if you don't take it in. Because some people, I got a comment on my Facebook. A woman says, I watched all your videos. You know what? I thought I could outsmart you and use your videos to keep this person in my life. And it just got worse. Like, why are you trying to use my videos to outsmart somebody? But you don't, like, if you want to be with them, you're a whole different story. I'm trying to outsmart them and play their own game. Don't try to play their game with them because you don't understand the game. You know what I mean? Only I can understand the game. You have to do like a Freaky Friday thing where we change bodies for a little while. I get to go play with your narcissist. We can play together, you know. No, I'm just joking. But you have to stand in your truth and take your power back, y'all. Don't try to rationalize with them. Don't try to understand their viewpoint, because when you try to do that, I know that you think it can help you heal, but if you understand why they think the way they think, you go deep into their trauma, whatever they went through to make them who they are. And you start feeling sorry for them, and you start to rationalize with them, you start to empathize with them, and eventually, a lot of times, you end up taking them back into your life because you feel bad. I understand now, and I love you. I'm sorry. I'll be there for you always. And you get treated terribly. and you think you deserve it. Don't rationalize the behaviors to the point where to your own detriment, y'all. Love yourself more. Care about yourself more. You deserve it. But again, I can say that all I want to. You have to believe it. You have to take it in. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And my podcast, hit that 5-star for me. I truly appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for supporting the channel for so long. I'm super, super thankful, grateful. Thank you so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.